Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
You know that man's music. That's Mark Crotty's music. So what did our friend Richard Hightower have to say this week?
Let's just put it this way. I'm not sure if I shanked this question or if I muffed this question. A shank or a muff.
The Bears do recover the muff.
A muff, or we all love muff.
What's that?
What?
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 What now?
Oh, what's in the box?
Like a good mic muff. Don't cover your face, Layla.
Oh, that's right. Here. You can see that. Oh, man.
Let's listen to me. I mean, I make fun of everybody else. Now we got to make fun of me. And I was getting made fun of because I was messing up my vocabulary words. Here we go.
What did you think of their muff punt? Is that just like a favor from the special teams gods when that happens to the other team?
Their muff punt? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, maybe I was leaked before.
The shank punt
that they had. Yeah. No, I'm with you now. I'm with you. No, you're all right. We're all in here. We're all learning every day.
Aw, coaching moment.
I think he looked at me like, see, you and I are in the same boat. I swear to God, man.
Mark Crotty, we appreciate the time and, of course, the production out at Hollis Hall.
But I'll see you guys in studio tomorrow.
Can't wait.
I got the shanks.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So, Robbie Triano made an uncomfortable moment yesterday. First, it was an uncomfortable moment in the Bears press conference availability with Richard Hightower. Then it became an even more uncomfortable moment when Mark Crotty introduced the topic with us yesterday. And then Robbie decided to add other unstable parts to
the box.
What are you doing?
The head, by the way, in the box.
It's a bloody head.
We're not spoiling movies, and we're not getting in trouble with the FCC.
Your Pretty Little Wife.
We didn't say which movie it was. I think we're cool.
Yeah, we are cool like that. I'm having another issue today, by the way, really quickly. I am having an issue.
Welcome to Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Here's my issue today, guys. By the way, I'm buying breakfast for everybody. I'm buying Starbucks, and one of the main reasons is because, as I told Ray privately, I also need Ray to buy me deodorant. Have you ever had one of those days where you did everything right in the morning? You took a shower, you groomed yourself, you did all the right things, and you're like, oh no, I forgot to put deodorant on today.
You skipped a step.
I skipped a step. So
everybody forgets a step.
It's haunting when that happens, though.
That's a pretty big step, by the way.
I know, and
I've been doing this for how many years?
I'm doing checks on myself
here.
Guys,
we got to do coffee, but I don't think we can do the Starbs today.
What?
We'll talk offline.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll explain.
All right, let's go.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we asked the question going into our meeting, and I think it even kind of folds into our unstable open and poor Mark having a moment with Richard Hightower in the media yesterday.
Poor Layla have to hear my filthy mouth, too.
I just put my head in my hand.
What's in the box?
You look
Stop
like,
it!
You look like a scared little baby when I did that.
This is inappropriate. Okay, so I do want to ask a question, though, because Ben Johnson alluded to it. The Bears have talked about it. This really is not just a test for this team, but additionally, there's so many layers to why this game is going to be a huge measuring stick. Number one, it's a divisional game on the road. Ben Johnson, with one win, you can tie Matt Eberflus's divisional win on the road record.
What's
with
that?
Two, you can pass it.
That tells the story, doesn't it?
Now, Thomas Brown, he's got one too. So shout out to Thomas Brown. That was the Packers win at the beginning of this calendar year. Number two, this is the first time that we're going to see a Bears team with Ben Johnson as the head coach play another team for the second time in a season, which I think is huge because, as we know, you know, if you paid attention to what the Lions would do, I would always look at the second Lions opponent in the division game as pretty pivotal because traditionally his game plans for game one, like, say, game one of Vikings-Lions last year.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look a lot like game two of Vikings-Lions. They would be building things, building systems, building formations, building packages that you would kind of see fully realized in the next matchup. So we've got that going for us as well. And number three, this is just, first of all, the opportunity for the Bears to win their first divisional game of the year. And that brought up the question, how much better are they right now than they were in that week one game on Monday Night Football when everybody was so excited and they let J.J. McCarthy rock his way and in-game adjustment his way to Offensive Player of the Week?
You mean when they blew the double-digit lead in the fourth quarter? How much better are they than that?
Well, all of these things.
I think they are a different team as far as fourth quarter profile goes. First of all, we've seen four comeback wins in that time span since they lost that game on Monday Night Football. A lot of people say, oh, they could be, you know, 7-2 right now, or they could be, you know, 5-4 or 4-5 based on how some of these games ended between Monday Night Football against the Vikings and where we are right now. I'll say this. This game right now feels like a very important inflection point, not just for Caleb Williams, but also for the head coach, Ben Johnson, because he can see his trajectory in this division take off depending on what happens on Sunday.
And I think the Bears are better than the Minnesota Vikings right now. I certainly do. I think the Bears should win this game. And if they don't win this game, quite frankly, I think it's an upset. Right now you have, and look, I'm not making any proclamations about J.J. McCarthy. I'll leave that to the local media in Minnesota. I'm sure they're having a ball overreacting to their quarterback the same way we overreact to our quarterback in this city. But J.J. McCarthy has had 7 turnovers in the last 4 games. The Bears are pretty good at inducing turnovers this year. McCarthy has a 65.8 passer rating that ranks 2nd worst in the NFL among 46 quarterbacks in the league that have started just 1 game this year. I got that from CBS.com on the dig there. The Minnesota Vikings, this might sound familiar to Bears fans, but I'm just getting you up to date on the very recent with the Vikings. The Vikings have 8 false start penalties, or they had 8 false start penalties last week against Baltimore. And guess what? What they're talking about there? The cadence. the J.J. McCarthy cadence. So they are in the middle of maybe where the Bears were a few weeks ago in terms of trying to straighten some things out. And they might straighten it out. And Minnesota might be better as the season goes on. But they are not great right now. Then you ask about, well, they have the best player probably on both teams in Justin Jefferson. Last week, Justin Jefferson against Baltimore, 4 catches, 37 yards. In the win at Detroit, yes, they did win at Detroit. Justin Jefferson, 6 catches for 47 yards. And then you say, well, Grody, what about the defense? That defense is pretty good.
It is
a pretty good defense, but it's not a dominant defense right now. The Minnesota Vikings are 18th in points allowed this year at 23.7 per year. Passing yards, they are 18th against the pass this year. Or excuse me, 8th, I should say. They are good against the pass. 8th against the pass this year. Rushing yards, 22nd. They allow 125 per game on the average right now. Minnesota is beatable. The Bears have no excuse but to win this game at Minnesota on Sunday.
Do you guys feel that way if TJ Edwards is playing?
I do want to make this point though before we get into like a prediction or anything.
Yes.
When you look at how the Bears have been able to run the ball, you know, I think that box score, just look at the box score, look at the team stats from Minnesota last week in that loss 27-19 to the Ravens. Overall, they were penalized 13 times for 102 yards. Woof. And that's at home, too.
Yeah.
That's the part of this that is the most perplexing. And what does Dennis Allen love to do? He loves to fool you. He loves to make you question your life. He loves to make you question your instincts. That's what he does well. So I could see him, even with a depleted defense, still dialing up a lot of blitz look, a lot of stunt, maybe some twist, something to make just a confusion concept for J.J. McCarthy. What's hilarious is, though, is on the other side, I think Brian Flores does the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like Brian Flores, I don't think we're going to see... I feel like that was a test for him, too, in the first half of the Bears game in game one. Flores didn't blitz a lot. That's been discussed before. I feel like it was more of a fact-finding mission for him before he unleashed in the second half. Yeah, I feel like maybe he had two different game plans from what we saw, first half to second half. So that's what makes this a fun chess match. And I think, frankly, too, makes the Vikings so beatable when you consider that piece of it. This is a Vikings team, as we know, that... The competence in the coaching staff and the respect you have for who they have at the helm is enough to make you think that they have a decent chance of winning at home. Like, I think the first thing we would all do is not just credit the other team, but we would credit the coaching staff for doing the necessary things. So that's last week's box score. Now go back to the box score from the 27-24 loss that we mentioned. The Bears in that game only ran for 119 yards. Mm. Do we think that changes?
It's changed a lot, Layla.
I think it does. Now, they had 210 yards in the passing game. I think that probably increases, too, just because of a function of the Bears running more plays and having longer drives. But the big one is that stat you said, Marshall. Even with the banged-up defense that the Bears have, can you foresee them letting another team score that many points on them in the fourth quarter, given what we've seen out of them the past several weeks?
It's trending the other direction. I look at these two teams almost in doppelganger mode.
Yeah.
Think Spider-Man meme. You've got a genius of an offensive head coach, two very proven defensive coordinators. You've got two quarterbacks from the same draft class.
When you said genius of offensive coach, are you talking about Kevin O'Connell or are you talking about Ben Johnson?
I'm talking about both.
Oh, Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. Spider-Man meme. They're pointing at each other.
My bad. I don't speak Spider-Man theme or
you
meme
it's
like
the
everybody
meme.
Else.
Spider-Man
meme. I don't know what that means. I hear it all the time,
goodness.
And I'm sick of it.
It's the meme where the two Spider-Mans are pointing the gun at each other.
How about instead of you being
sick of
it?
Explain that to me like I'm four.
I'm about to say, instead of you being mad about it and sick of it, I'm just going to explain it to you, and then you won't be mad anymore. How about that?
Won't be able to be in my own little one-man band as
no,
the only
we're not
person
gonna,
in America.
We're not going to let you be Boomer.
All right, explain it.
You have enough one-man bands. First of all, you're the only person I know who's taken 7 days to watch the other guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've got flaws in my game. I told you I didn't put deodorant on today.
Everybody wants to know what kind of deodorant you want to wear.
Oh, that's a great question.
You know what? As I told Ray, maybe, you know, there's a scent of Old Spice with bear in it. I think it's something.
Yes, it's bear glove or something.
Bear glove.
For some reason,
Get me the bear glove, and we'll show it to Twitcher. So, yeah, try to find me bear glove. glove.
Hey, that Grody smells like bear glove. Yeah. It's lovely.
They put like one keyword in there and like a fly to a light. Grody's like, bear, they must use this.
They got me. I remember being, I think it was CVS, and I'm going through all the locked boxes of items, you know, because everything's locked up.
Everything's locked
and
up.
And I'm like, oh, bear glove. May I smell that scent, ma'am?
You're about to be put on a commercial for this deodorant right there. Hey, I'm Mark Grody. You want some bears? Put on bear glove.
Bear glove.
So that answers a lot of the text lines.
Bear gloves.
Yeah, there you go.
They were asking questions about the deodorant.
Lots, yeah. 312-644-6767.
Yeah, what do you use? What's the best deodorant out there?
Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com.
Back
save
to football.
On dental implants today. No, we didn't explain the Spider-Man meme.
Oh, so, please. Spider-Man meme. Like I'm 10.
So it's a very popular meme. Yeah, there's three different guys dressed up as Spider-Man.
Okay.
And they're in like a triangle. Because they're all pointing at each other. Like, one points to one, that guy points to the other one, and that guy points to the original guy.
Yes.
And they're, and it's like, so when you see something and it's all the same, you're like, the Spider-Man meme. That's the meme you would send in response.
Okay, I get it now.
Like, if I had the same shirt on as you today,
yeah.
I would just send you the Spider-Man meme in a text.
Okay. All right, I get it now.
Or just reference the Spider-Man meme.
We got a boomer.
Yeah. I'm not a boomer!
Well, when you say stuff like, I'm sick of it, instead of just trying to figure out what it is. That makes you sound boomerish.
Well, can't we just change the boomer thing to Gen X?
No.
Boomers are way worse than Gen X. Gen X, we raised ourselves. Do you not remember?
That's not a flex, actually. None of you turned out fine.
I think I turned out excellently. Ask my mama.
Look, I just enjoyed being the only person who didn't use that. Now I probably am susceptible to using the Spider-Man meme now in casual conversation.
Like a Facebook user.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like a Facebook user.
Yeah.
Hey, I was on the gram pretty early, man. I got to say. For a boomer, as you call me.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Asking the question, just how different are the Bears from week one to now? And whether or not they're able to beat the Vikings in Minnesota, the scene of many previous failures. Last year. Do you remember when the referee last year said, he forgot to report when they tried to check Doug Kramer.
Doug Kramer's fault. Yeah, he didn't.
I do remember that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And I don't remember if they did this last year, like the referees. But every time the eligible, like when Zapillo comes in, Ozzie Trapillo, when he comes in.
Zapillo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris Emma. Every time he came in, they would say it like dramatically three times over the PA system at Soldier Field that Ozzie Trapillo is eligible. Trapillo eligible. Ozzie Trapillo eligible.
Trapillo is eligible.
Eligible.
Do
Trapillo.
You hear that opposing team?
He is there. He is out there. He will be blocking.
Do you think that helps the fans understand that, hey, that dude could do something in this play that you're not used to him doing?
I think that's to inform the teams more than it is to inform the fan. Like, what fan? Like, are fans like, oh, yeah, there's Trapillo again. He's in. Let's go.
But why do they need to say it three times?
It is interesting.
It'd be different if it was on the road. Like, if you're on the road and Trapillo's, like, this weekend.
Zapillo,
they may say it seven times. Hey, Trapillo is eligible.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the PA at one of the high school football teams I covered who like, would pre-announce stuff, and it would he thought he was a play-by-play guy, worst was when he was like, looks like a reverse, which it was, and then the opposing team tackled the home team for a massive loss of, like, 10 yards.
Coach ain't like that. Coach ain't like that.
It's like a scene out of a movie.
Did he doing his big PA voice too? Looks like a reverse. Reverse.
Like, wait, what are you
Third
doing?
Down.
Don't tell the other team.
I like my PAs to sound like Bane, just because I think that adds dramatic.
It's third down.
That would be a wrinkle in
Good
this.
Better best.
Good better best.
Nice try, Minnesota.
What other serial killers do you want me to throw in? Because we've done Buffalo Bill, Buffalo
Bob. You got a little Clarice in there?
Clarice. Do you have the... No, I don't really have it.
Okay. Yeah. So no Anthony Hopkins?
I can do it. I don't feel like it.
I feel like one of them could just be a remix of a WXRT DJ.
Oh, yeah. The Lumineers.
Yeah, here's Caleb Williams.
All right.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark after Moretti's at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Deshaun Wright, hosted by me, Layla Rahimi. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We want to take your calls on this, 312-644-6767. How different do you think the Bears are and what the likelihood is of, A, them not having a fourth quarter failure like they did in week one against Minnesota, but B, being able to win on the road? Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano are our producers. Brandon Fryer helps out as well. And we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, our Twitch mob, is having fun with us this morning. Connor O'Donnell, Max Stutz, and Max Curtis and Jacob Stutz are our video team. So we'll continue the conversation. And Ben Johnson did talk about this. So the coach chimed in, but I think we need to actually figure out how much of a difference can they make from week one to now? So we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
McCarthy, pass is caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top. McCarthy keeps, he's got it, and forces his way into the end zone, touchdown.
Obviously, a disappointing way to start the season there for us. That number of guys could have done better. When you look down at the stat sheet and you see 12 penalties, that's got to get cleaned up in a hurry.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we're asking the question, we want to know what you think too. How different are the Bears from week one to now facing the Minnesota Vikings for the second time around? We're talking about it with you. And I think The reason I was at least keyed into this was because Ben Johnson brought it up pretty willfully. Listen to what he had to say on Wednesday as to why they're different this week than they were way back when.
What do you notice as the most marked difference between the offense you took into the season opener and the one that you're seeing now?
Well, we found out a lot about ourselves over the course of the season so far. We're a different team than we were week one, and so is Minnesota. This will be a completely different matchup as far as I'm concerned. I have, the trust level is grown for a number of players with in our coaching staff. I think we really can hang our hat on a number of guys now at this point and feel really good about what we're going to get on game day. And so, and then you look at offense, we're running the ball a little bit crisper and cleaner. I think the backs have a better feel for what we're asking them to do. The O-line has started to gel. I think Caleb's got a better understanding of what we're getting done. And then on defense, it's really the same thing. I think the longer you're in the scheme, the more comfortable you are in terms of what the coaches are asking to do. I think we've up front done a better job of trying to play physical and shed blocks. And that's got to show up here for the second half of the season.
When you hear that, Mark Grody, I'll start with you. I think, number one, how different are the Bears in the vibe that you've seen, or just the attitude and how everybody interacts with not just the media but each other in the locker room? And then when Ben Johnson said that, what was your takeaway when you heard it?
Well, first of all, the locker room stuff. I don't think the locker room is that different, but the buy-in is different. Like, in terms of, like, a locker room, like, of course, like, from a distance, these guys all respected Ben Johnson. But when they see discernible difference, when they see coaching points make a difference on the practice field, the belief goes up a notch. And you said it earlier, Layla, and he mentioned it there, too. It's the run game is completely different for the Bears. You could say the offensive line is completely different from the Bears, including a completely different left tackle and an interior that has gotten better since the beginning of the season, and they've taken a second to gel. Darnell Wright has developed into a good to great right tackle. We're seeing it before our eyes. None of that existed in the first game. And as I was rattling through some of the reasons why I think the Bears are going to beat Minnesota in the first segment, I mean, you could stare right at the fact that the Bears do all of a sudden have, what, the second best running game in the NFL?
Right now,
like, per the numbers, however you want to break it down is fine with me. And they, like, Minnesota's defense can be, they're not terrible at stopping the run, but they will give up 100 yards rushing pretty frequently. So that's real discernible difference from week one to where we are heading into the Bears' 10th game this season.
I think the other thing is that offensive line, we focus so much on the tackles, whether it's Darnell Wright looking like a superstar the last few weeks, or it's Theo Benedet being the new left tackle and adjusting to that. What they paid for in acquisition and free agency has rounded into form. We knew it would take them time to coalesce, if you will, in the middle. But what you're seeing from guard to guard, that play has been outstanding since this running game has taken off post-bye week. And I think the two things you can look at is not only how much they've been able to rush the ball, but the fact that over the last four games, Caleb Williams has been tacked a total of four times.
Yeah, and I think that that's all of these things are signs of a healthier offensive unit. And then I get real excited when I also see the Minnesota Vikings injury report. That we see, obviously we talked about J.J. McCarthy dealing with a right hand injury. We didn't get to see how bad it was because when he talked to reporters, he kept his hands in his hoodie. But then Christian Darrisaw didn't practice, he was a full participant, though, on Wednesday, but his knee is listed as part of this injury report. Jonathan Grenard didn't practice for 2 days now, Wednesday and Thursday. So how could that help the Bears? And when I think about Grenard, it's not just necessarily the run game. Like, I trust DeAndre Swift and Kyle Menungai now, even when Menungai is able. He runs with such low pad level, he's going to carry some people when he gets into that second level of the defense. But it's also, you're going to have to commit, the Minnesota defense will, to whatever play action the Bears want to run. And if Grenard is out, think about how much ground he can cover. How that changes what the Bears want to do if there's a rollout, a play action, a bootleg like we saw last week. There's a lot of options for the Bears to be able to be that much more successful in each play. Like, Grenard's out, and to me that translates to yards per play.
I think
if he's out,
the interesting thing, though, about Grenard, and yes, the Bears' chances of winning are better if Jonathan Grenard doesn't play. He only has 2 sacks this year in 9 games. He makes plays, though, too, to your point, Layla.
Yeah, he'll change the shape of a defense, and he'll change how many yards you get on an offensive play.
You have to account for him. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at the Vikings defense a little bit strange. Like, Andrew Van Ginkel has only played in 4 games this year, and he has just the 2 sacks. Like, some of their sack men this year, Jalen Redmond leads the Vikings in sacks this year with 4. Eric Wilson, inside linebacker, 3.5 sacks. Jonathan Allen, we all know Jonathan Allen, 2.5 sacks this year. Javon Hargrave, we all know, 3 sacks this year. So it's been a little bit interesting the way the sacks have been divvied up, in part because of injury in Van Ginkel's case, but Grenard is not getting to the quarterback at a ridiculous rate this year, which portends well, obviously, for Caleb Williams, not necessarily the other plays that Grenard is going to make on the field and the effect that he does have.
It feels like there's been this shift because I remember a conversation we had on a Tuesday with Patrick Manley talking about the defensive line for the Bears and who you got to worry about. And he's like, there's not really playmakers there. There's not difference makers. There's not guys you have to game plan for. It feels like Montez Sweat over the last month has kind of accelerated into being a problem for an opposing offensive coordinator. And now with CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, his acquisition, he is instantly a problem for an offensive coordinator. They got to know where he is. And the chess pieces that Dennis Allen maybe didn't have the variety to be able to use, now even with Kyler Gordon gone, with CeeDee Gardner-Johnson being there, he has just enough to work with where he can do things, especially if the Bears get a lead in a game.
Well, that's a big part of it to me, too, is the Bears, think about if you're the Vikings and you're trying to take this from the opponent's side. If the Bears are out to a lead, that's obviously a deficit. That's going to concern you, especially coming off that loss to Baltimore. And then the other side of this is, say you're up. Say you're up 2 scores like we've seen, and it's in the fourth quarter. You can't count that team out either. And I think that's the difference. Like, Rome Odunze talked about this too when he mentioned there were lulls in the game against the Giants when they were able to, I think, effectively win that middle eight. And Johnson talks about 4 minutes before half, the 4 minutes coming out. Giants did a very good job, as we know, in that time frame. And that's something I know the head coach looks at as a metric if you win or lose that part of the game. And Rome said that there were lulls. And then he said, that's like the Vikings game. When the Vikings were driving effectively, there were lulls. The offense wasn't able to do as much. You know, and unfortunately, the Bears had issues with stopping them in the fourth quarter that time around, too. So the comparisons are already there. The mindset's already there based on the part of the team. To look at this game in a similar manner and to look at last week's game as improvement. Now it's up to them, especially on the road, to be able to try to make that happen.
But you got to remember that the Minnesota Vikings see this as a get-right game. With the Bears team, they have a confidence in because they've already beaten them at their place. And now they're like, if we just win this game, we're back to 500. We're still in the mix. But this is a more desperate game for the Vikings than it is for the Bears.
Why would they look at the Bears? What, the Bears 3-6?
Because they already beat them.
And so they don't see any difference between 9 weeks ago, we're trying to talk about? Dumb?
I'm not saying they're not seeing any difference. I'm just saying, number one, what Layla just talked about, whether you're up or whether you're down, they're a threat. Guess what? The Vikings were down double digits and came back and won at Soldier Field. That was on the road.
Well, yeah, but
and similarly, just think about the math. The Bears won 7 of their last 9 games, right? The Bears have been able to do that. The Vikings have lost 3 of their last 4. Yeah, based on that, you kind of know who's coming in with at least what looks like an advantage.
Well, and if the Vikings do want to dwell on the first game, if that's where their get-right confidence is coming from, then are they looking at the fact that the Bears essentially dominated them for 3 quarters? And I know it sounds silly because Minnesota won the game, but if they're really looking at that as a confidence builder, the Bears had J.J. McCarthy buried in that. They were making him look bad until he didn't.
It was also his first ever game playing in the NFL.
Okay, hold on.
All right. To your point, if you don't want to go back that far, I will say this. They just went to Detroit and got a dub. They are a tough team in that way. They've gone and gotten not one. We're talking about somebody trying to get one road win in the division. The second one in the last, 4 years?
Look at what the Bears did in Detroit this year.
So to say, they haven't done anything since. I mean, that win in Detroit.
Yeah, that's a big win.
And also, while the Bears got dominated by the Ravens, they were right there with the Ravens. They were at least competitive, more competitive with the Ravens than the Bears were.
27-19.
That was just last week.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm saying is the Vikings, with a head coach and with many of those players who have dominated the Bears over the years, they understand that, yes, it is a new sheriff in town with Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams seems to be coming into his own. But they know that they have and can beat this team.
You know when the...
And
the
who's favorite? What's Vegas telling you, Mark?
You tell me. I haven't looked.
3.5.
3.5 Vegas is... the Vikings are favored by 3.5. Okay. Well, I'm discounting Vegas this week. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I think everybody confident. Kind of... People might know who I'm picking this week.
This is way more confident than I've heard Mark Grody talk about the Bears in a while.
Honestly, and this has been going on all week. This is not just a revelation where I worked this up over the last 24 hours.
You didn't froth yourself into a lather?
Yeah, no. There was no lather. I wasn't like, what am I gonna, how am I gonna get the people's attention? No, I've been thinking about this all week.
So you're ready to buy in
right now? Well, now is the as I went through in the first segment, right now is the time to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Absolutely. I wrote it down right here on my chart that the Vikings beat the Lions on the road 27-24. JJ McCarthy 14 of 25, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. But I'm looking at the right now, and I'm looking at some of the sloppiness with which the Vikings have played recently. You might not have this opportunity in 3 weeks if the game was to be against the Vikings.
I agree with
then.
You there.
But right now, it's on.
That three penalty game has got you feeling real good about the Bears. 3 penalties in a week, and they're like, we're here.
The Vikings were penalized for 102 yards at home. Yes.
There are three teams, Layla, there are three teams that average more penalties than the Bears. Yes, the Vikings are one of them, but the Bears average 8.2 penalties per game. The Vikings average 8.3. Let's not get carried away.
Listen, you can yell a bunch of numbers, but when it comes to... When it comes to the fact that the Vikings will also give you 100 yards.
Put your numbers away.
That the Bears have never given anyone 100 yards? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like the Bears' chances to at least, when you talk about hidden yardage, when you talk about just advantages that you build in.
I can't believe I'm the one talking about the Vikings being a real... it sounds like you guys have already decided the Bears are winning.
And I'm the jaded, cynical one here. You know what I mean?
I picked against
the Bears more than I have picked for them this year.
The question was, how different do you think this Bears team is than they were in week one? 10 weeks later, how do you feel about the team? And I do think that they're doing a better job limiting their penalties. And if you look at last week, the numbers are very different in that respect for the Bears and the Vikings. And I can absolutely use the numbers from just last week, not averages, to be able to tell a story similar to how you feel about the Cubs in the second half of the season versus the first. I can absolutely use that number and understand why it's significant. You like your chances to get some free yards from the Vikings based on what you've seen recently, more so than the Bears. Yes.
Nobody thinks they're going to get just 3 penalties this week, though, right? I just want to make sure I'm real clear on that.
You think the Bears are going to have more than 3 penalties?
Yes! Because of the
loudness factor and all
that
stuff?
They're on the road in one of the loudest places you can play football.
The Vikings hurt themselves at home, too.
I probably would take the over on 3, but I'm not saying 10. I mean, 6, maybe.
Can you bet on that? Is that a thing you can...
Probably. You bet on everything, I think, right?
Well, not first pitch is only up to $200 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
ask Marshall. He knows more than he even lets on, I think. I think he's got guys. I think he meets people. I think he's got, friends and stuff that come over to his house and...
Doug,
he is dangerous.
I don't have X-ray machines under the poker tables. That's what you're asking.
What's up with Doug this weekend, by the way? How's Doug?
Doug's doing well.
Okay.
Doug, I think Doug's good.
Next up in the category of Marshall's friends is Philly Carl in Philly. And, well, he's technically New Jersey, but he cheers for the Eagles.
So there's Baltimore Doug and Philly Carl?
Eagles Carl.
Bengals Doug.
Eagles Carl is an experience.
You got great friends, man. Hey, if you got one-syllable friends like that in Chicago, you're doing great, man. I don't have a Carl currently on my roster of friends, I don't think.
Well, you do now.
Well, I have a Mark.
Carl Pekarski, who used to work for the Bears.
I have a Mark and a Lil. There's a couple of
one-syllable
friends.
I
got a Ray.
Two
I got a
Dans.
Bob.
I have a disproportionate number of... I have 10 Dans. Dans are I am attracted to Dans. There's no doubt about it.
Extra bulk in the Dan category?
If your name is Dan, I'm going to be friends with you. That's a fact.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score. I feel like we just created the next promo in your series.
I love Dans. Let me tell you about Dans.
Dans and Bobs.
We continue the discussion about the differences in the Bears now.
Dan
and
Levy.
What this game plan could look like from Ben Johnson, too. Because I know he saves a little something for that second game in the division. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Get in on the action. Tell us what you think. Don't just text us. Call me. If you really like us, you'd call.
Yeah.
312-644-6767. I'm kidding, but do what you can with what you can. We'll take your calls next if you're around on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Four.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. Asking the question, Ben Johnson said it, we're a different team in Week 11 than when we are in Week 1. They now get to prove it facing the Vikings for a second time this season. This time, it's at their place, up in old Minnesota, where it's chilly, but it's inside, so that's a good thing, too. We want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. And I understand we've got to start with Toby, who Mark Grody knows well. Toby, you're on with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning. Grody.
Toby, it was so good just to see your name written on the screen and now to hear your voice. It does me well. Same. For people who have no idea, like, what is this Toby business? Toby goes all the way back to the early days of Wake and Bake with myself and Steve Rosenblum.
Oh, my God, this sucks!
See, he's part of Saturday Suckage. He's part of the Open.
Batting five in the Suckage order.
Roll call, yes.
For roll call. What's going on, man? You got Bears thoughts for us, Toby?
Bears.
Bears.
Yes, I had to call Bears.
Bears.
I have hope. You know this, Grody. I work as a telehealth professional,
mm-hmm.
which was something different when we talked, 10 years ago when we first started talking about Jamarcus Webb. And,
oh, my God.
Bears who else was
line.
It?
I mean, you talk about that offensive
line. That was the main topic, I believe, when we first started talking.
Has it been that long since you and I have talked on the radio? Holy cow, Toby.
From when I first started talking to you. That's the thing. That's what I remember talking about when we first started talking.
That's hilarious.
But I have hope. I have hope. They feel different. And what I was going to say is, it's like because it feels like it's when you're dealing with a relationship. We've been hurt too many times.
Oh, I know, and that's added to my jadedness. And yes, I'm just a wreck of a person because of the Bears. I tell you, my trust issues.
Are we
going
to have a show? Is Caleb good? I don't think so, right?
That's Lawrence's gig right there.
That's also a very good measuring stick. That's a good metric out of you.
And we don't have to have that,
You're right. You're right. Toby, we'll let you go, but really quick, just for our listeners, indica, sativa, or hybrid?
Sativa all
okay.
the way.
Okay.
Toby has spoken.
Thank you, Toby. You're the best. We'll talk again soon, my friend, okay?
I have a Chicago sports joke.
Oh,
very quickly.
You guys got time for a Chicago sports joke?
Mark Pryor, did you hear that? Because I saw him, right? Did you hear that Mark Pryor owns a chain of body shops in San Francisco or L.A. or wherever?
I did not hear about it. The body shop, like cars, like automobiles?
Yeah.
Okay.
He only hires perfect mechanics.
Oh, my goodness.
Go on.
I like it.
Go on, Toby. Go on.
I like it. Bye, Toby.
Bye, Toby. Love you, buddy.
Holla.
See ya. Sativa it is.
I actually thought it was good. I thought it was a good joke.
That was good because that was the thing about Mark Pryor. Everybody said he's like Tom Seaver. He's got great mechanics.
Indeed.
He can't possibly get hurt. And then all he did was get hurt. 2003 will never go away, though.
No,
God.
It will not. Vincent Gurney, you're on with Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Really enjoying it this morning.
Thank you.
On a otherwise boring Friday, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I actually think that the Bears are the exact same team that they were in week one. I think game in and game out, they've had to win on almost miracles. But play to play and quarter to quarter, they haven't really looked so good to where you can count on them to win or you would actually bet money that you can't lose on the Bears. And I think their pass defense has been becoming more and more suspicious as the weeks go on. And I think J.J. McCarthy kind of had his coming out game against the Bears. So I don't know why the Minnesota Vikings wouldn't be confident going into this game. And I don't necessarily feel the confidence in the Bears is great that they're winning. And it's thrilling because they take us on this roller coaster. But I don't think that we can then take that into every game and think that the outcome is going to be the same. So I'm not saying that they're going to lose, but I think that they're the exact same unpredictable team. And you really don't know what you're going to get. You know they're going to try hard. But after that, what are we really getting out of the Bears other than a great, entertaining game? So,
oh, good counter, Vince. Yeah, no, I think that that's a pretty decent counter to what we were saying. I did want to ask him this question, but I think he already dropped, unfortunately. Is this the best quality opponent the Bears have faced since the Vikings? And I say that with this to keep in mind. What you saw out of the Ravens was not a full-strength Ravens team, as we know.
No, it's Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I try to not remember that.
Yeah,
game.
No, that's fair, Layla. That's
I try to put that out
God,
of my mind.
I hate to say this, and I don't know if this counts, and you guys could shoot it down if you want. I'll allow for it in this case. Is Washington at the time, is that considered a good opponent, or was that the beginning of the end of the bottom starting to drop out
no,
for Washington?
No, Jane Daniels played in that game. That's a good opponent.
Okay,
so
I'll give the Bears that.
They didn't have the same quality of opponent that the Lions and the Vikings were.
Of course. No, that's true. It's pretty close. It's pretty close, Wales.
Yeah, the Bengals, as we know, weren't at full strength.
Right.
And we know that the Ravens were recovering.
And the Cowboys.
Is that a good way to put the Ravens?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Cowboys
still
were not good
injured,
at the
recovering.
Time.
No, and the well, they lost CeeDee Lamb in that game.
They lost CeeDee Lamb.
I don't think
in
the
that
Ravens
game.
I don't think of the Ravens as recovering. I think the Ravens had been reborn out of the bye week. They're and they have been fine sense.
But that was Lamar coming back. That was Roquan Smith coming back. You know, that's what made that to me, like, they were getting healthy, but they weren't still full.
I saw them as fully healthy coming off a bye week and ready to roll. I mean, knowing what they needed to do to get back in the playoff picture.
And Roquan made a serious stamp on that game, too. He made a difference for Baltimore.
He wanted to make a statement.
Yeah, he did, and I get it.
I appreciate Zach Orr at least qualifying that. But, yeah, the quality of opponent, at least for the last few weeks, you could say that it's, you know.
This is a step up, no doubt. On the road, the noise, the whole thing. I mean, I think the Bears are going to win. I've told you why I think the Bears are going to win. But I understand when people like the caller we just had have a healthy skepticism. I wouldn't even call it cynicism.
I love you being on this side of the fence on this. I know. Do. I'm going to say that.
It's weird that you and I just can't be on the same page on this, though, for today.
No, anyway. I think the Bears are going to win. But
you do.
Just not as... Okay. Satisfactorily as you do.
Gotcha.
A lot of texters disagree with JJ McCarthy's quality. Like,
as in they think he's good or bad?
Like 6-3-0, a coming out, LOL, a coming out party implies he's been good after that.
Well, that's a great point.
7-3, a coming out party would mean he stayed good.
Yes.
Right? He's been awful outside of one quarter. I don't know that he's been awful. I just think he's having his rookie season in his second season because he didn't play.
Yeah, well, that I agree with the Twitchers and texters. That did not turn out to be the coming out party. J.J. McCarthy might still have that, and I still think that he's a very talented quarterback. He's not had his coming out party
Could
yet.
Be this week.
Yeah.
And then somebody else says he was fine until he said, well, see, this is why we want to know what you guys think.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next, I'm Raheemi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. We'll take the temperature of Adam Hoge. Adam with the CHGO Bears coverage. He also is of the Hoge and Johns podcast. So he'll join us next to weigh in here on Raheemi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.